advanced by Alfred North Whitehead, who lived from 1861 to 1947, Charles Hartshorn, who lived from 1897 to 2000, and John Cobb, who was born in 1925, process theology uses a form of empiricism in which experience gives verification and meaning to this world for the purpose of developing a theodicy that explains evil in the world. This lesson explains how, for process theologians, the nature of reality is becoming rather than being. Since the world's creation, God is no longer sovereign or transcendent, and both God and his universe are becoming rather than static being. All living existing things react to their environment and to one another in free creative choice, which may cause suffering. But the primordial God, who is also creative, is in love guiding creation to a higher level so that he and his creation may overcome evil and avert chaos in a new order. Throughout the history of contemporary theology, we have observed that philosophy and theology are virtually inextricable from each other. Unlike Aquinas' conception of philosophy as the handmaiden of theology, liberal theologians frequently regard philosophy as at least an equal partner to theology in the enterprise of shaping doctrine. One branch of recent theology that is both liberal and assigns philosophy the dominant role is process theology. Process theology comprises an effort by some contemporary Christian thinkers to reconstruct the doctrine of God, and indeed all of Christian theology, to better harmonize with modern assumptions concerning the nature of the world. Process thinkers start with the working principle that Christian theology must be revised and updated in each new culture in view of its particular concerns, issues, and questions. The Greek philosophy, which shaped early Christian theology, held that perfect being is static, for change represents imperfection. Process theologians assert that modern philosophy cannot concur with such a conception of being and perfection. Intelligent thinking modern purses recognize this as flawed metaphysics. Change is not evidence of imperfection. Rather, modern philosophy shows that to be is to change. Process theologians are persuaded that a new philosophy is needed to assist Christian thought in casting off its defunct metaphysic of timeless and changeless perfection and reconceive theology to make it tenable in a modern world that privileges becoming over static being. They found that new philosophy in the thought of English mathematician Alfred North Whitehead, who turned from mathematics to speculative philosophy when he left Britain to teach at Harvard University in 1924. Whitehead considered God as a great cosmic organizing principle who creates the world by unifying it insofar as possible. But in Whitehead's philosophy, God is neither omnipotent nor timeless.